Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. A series of contemporary plays for radio. Earplay. Earplay presents Thaw by Michael Kennedy. Kennedy lives in Amherst, Massachusetts. He began writing plays after an administrative career with the African American Institute, working in New York and West Africa. He received a Fulbright scholarship to study acting at the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts, and also studied at the American Shakespeare Festival. Thaw, an original commission for Earplay, is his first professional production. Thaw by Michael Kennedy.
In the 23rd century, I want to live now, please.
Wake up, dreamer.
I'm so cold.
It's a dream, you idiot. Wake up.
Well, who's that guy? That guy in my dream.
Who's here?
Keep still. No one's here. You're talking to yourself again. Maybe you should pay some attention to me for once. Huh? The voice of your rational faculties, hello there?
Rational faculty?
Yeah, what's left? Oh. We're pretty well starved out up here, Mark.
Where am I?
Right, the police ward of the county hospital. Isn't that great? Oh. With a gunshot wound in the left leg. Now that is really something. Mark, this is a milestone in your career. You want to know how we got here? Let me just tell you.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, maybe you need to. Maybe there's a moral in it somewhere. You know how I am about your one-man revolutions. Okay, but I like to be proved wrong. I do. Like the time you sent your draft card to the president with a 12-page letter copied to the Pope and then reported to the federal prison instead of the Army Induction Center? I had to admit then, you were right.
That was the 60s. It's all over now.
Well, thanks God. But what have we done since? We took up street theater. An electric chair in the middle of Mason Boulevard with real wires and a sign inviting people to plug it in.
It wasn't real. I made it in the garage.
Okay, but did we have to sit in it? On the traffic island with people gaping from their cars on both sides? You know, they might have taken you up on it.
They didn't even notice.
But you persuaded me about capital punishment, too. Only this time, Marquis... This time, I just want to say goodbye, that's all.
What do you mean?
You've taken leave on this one. Do you know what it means to take leave of your rational faculties? How did we get into this? What did you call it anyway?
Cryonics. If they can just get over their heads in liquid nitrogen at 320 degrees below zero, people think science can come up with a cure for what killed them. Then maybe thaw them out and bring them back to life.
But there's no scientific...
They have frozen living tissue and thawed it out again still alive. Now they're trying it with whole organs, so who knows?
And to prevent that, you have to become a grave robber.
Hey, what do you think I am? Some kind of fiend?
Well...
They rob their own graves. That's the whole point. I just wanted to... I wanted to identify the stolen property.
You expect it by melting down a few frozen corpses.
They would have to be buried as nature dictates. Once they started to melt, they couldn't go back in the freezer, right? That's all we needed. Get them started and your point is made.
Not my point. But all right. Try to persuade me.
People can't own their own bodies after they're dead.
Does that mean we own them?
They belong to the living. You are the Earth's. Remember that? I mean, What happens to the dead plants and animals in the winter? They freeze, yes. They lie on the ground, covered with snow. But in spring, they thaw out and begin to rot. They must rot to feed the new life. Isn't that right? I mean, isn't it the law? But some people seem to think they're exempt. I sometimes believe it's happening already. Half the people I see on the street may be dead.
All right. Now, shall we go over the whole thing?
Oh, no. I can't.
See, I'll tell you something. For a while after that guided tour of the mummy chamber, I almost agreed with you. I did. I was on your side there for a minute. Mm. That guy, Keeler, I'll tell you, he's got quite a sales.
Keeler? He was in my dream. He was... Oh, my God. I was dead. He was wrapping me in foil
like a leftover turkey carcass for the freezer. Maybe he's trying to replace me.
Oh, yeah.
Take leave of your senses. Have Keeler instead, Frank.
Very funny, yeah.
Rest a while, Cryonics Incorporated. Frank Keeler, proprietor. Write your own headmark. Think of it. Return to the future.
Have you come this way, sir? I want to show you something.
Yes.
Excuse me, right through this door. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the cryatorium itself.
My God, Mark.
And these, of course, are the cryo capsules. Giant steel thermos bottles, full to the brim. When you're in there, nothing changes, ever.
They don't seem tall enough.
Oh, there's much more to them than that. The lower two-thirds is in the basement. We had to cut holes in the floor so they could stand upright. And for access to the business end at this level.
Mm.
We have 12 altogether. Those last two down there are still available.
Empty?
That's right. The couple who ordered them changed their minds, which is why I'm offering you a slight reduction.
Mm.
Or rather, the heirs changed their minds when they saw the terms of the perpetual trust.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid some in your generation are not as unselfish as you seem to be. I do hope, though, that your mother will come for a visit herself.
She didn't want to see it. You know what I mean? She is interested.
Of course, some do, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. We've tried to make it as attractive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You should have here a sense of the infinite possibilities of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why we chose this outer space motif. Does it remind you of anything?
Huge bombs. When do they go off?
For me, it's the church of the future. I sometimes just sit here. If I'm feeling discouraged about something, it really perks me up.
What are all those pipes for?
For filling the capsule. Come and look.
Uh-huh.
You hear that hissing noise?
Yes.
There's a safety valve on top of each one, see?
Uh-huh.
In the lid.
Mm-hmm.
A small amount of coolant is constantly boiling off. This lets the gas escape so the pressure inside won't build up.
Like a pressure cooker.
Exactly. Hey, hold your hand over there. No, not too close.
Ooh.
It's cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
But not cold enough for Mr. Sternmeyer.
Who?
The gentleman inside. See? His name's right on the lid.
Uh-oh.
Now look up. Right up there.
Uh-huh.
That's the filler pipe from the storage tank.
Uh-huh.
You see where the connectors from the capsules come together?
Uh-huh.
Without that insulation on there, your hand would freeze right to it.
Huh.
Now, here, if this gauge falls below 3/4, we have to top him up.
All half empty, just like a car.
He's down a little. Would you like to give him a shot? Just turn that valve. Right.
Hmm? Thirsty, cuss.
Hmm?
Oh, it seems a little, I don't know, unappealing.
Yes, I agree. I know what you mean. Okay. You would prefer automated controls, right? Right? I feel the same way. But that would involve some pretty expensive electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, we're trying to keep the cost down for the sake of our patients.
Patients?
And their relatives, of course.
Oh.
Shall we go?
Oh.
The rest of the same as this. Yeah, after you.
Oh, thank you. Now, may I ask a question?
Sure.
Can they be opened? I mean, for inspection or anything like that?
From your angle as a relative, that's our biggest selling point. For a few minutes, once a month, you can visit your mother in person.
Oh.
In what other method is that possible?
Oh, great. Why only a few minutes?
We're talking about liquid nitrogen. You leave that stuff exposed, it'll boil away in a matter of hours.
Ah.
We wouldn't want that, would we?
Oh, no.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, thanks.
A little chilly in there. I would have opened one of them for you, but out of respect for the patients, we only allow the nearest relatives.
Oh, I didn't mean I wanted myself. I just wondered, you know, how it's done.
Well, it's a simple pressure seal.
Uh-huh.
Snap it off and swing up the lid.
Isn't it a little risky?
No, how?
I mean, Someone might leave one open by mistake.
Absolutely not.
It could happen, though, couldn't it? Theoretically. I mean, if it were open overnight or on a weekend.
Theoretically, a bomb could drop on us or an earthquake swallow us up, couldn't it? I mean, either way, we're finished. And buildings do burn down, etc., and so on. I mean, these are the chances we take, aren't they? Mm-hmm. But I like to leave people with one thought. How much chance do you have if you're buried in the earth? Did you ever think of that?
No.
You need to have faith. Cryonics is based on it. Faith in the future of science.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I have to go now. Thanks a lot. I really enjoyed it.
Well, you'll show that brochure to your mother now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. I know my way out.
Well, I'll say goodbye then. You'll be hearing from you, will we?
Definitely.
Well. Okay. Proved your point for you. But does that mean you had to go and commit illegal entry?
Hiding in a broom closet until they all go home. Is that illegal entry?
It sure is. What if they found you?
Sorry, I took a wrong turn.
Anyway, they didn't all go home, did they?
Well, we didn't know about her, did we? Cryotorium. Anybody in here? Any warm body?
At least he doesn't meditate in the dark after closing.
Yeah, right. Well then, ladies and gentlemen, you can't get away with it forever.
Spring has sprung. The lid's off, or it soon will be.
Show a little respect, will you? Mr. Sternmeyer. Well, Mr. Sternmeyer, I'm sorry, but ripeness is off. My God, that's cold.
All right, so you opened it, but you really didn't say ripeness is off.
It fits, doesn't it? Dumb. Mrs. Rosa Lee Allenson. Unless the fruit falls from the tree, Mrs. A, the seed cannot grow. You had no right to interrupt the cycle. Charles Coletti, M.D. Well, you should have known better. That's three. Mr. and Mrs. Man and wife together still. For eternal life. If you can pay the bill. Alan G. Howard, born the same age as you, Mark Boy. Anyway, Alan, whatever good you had from this treatment, you have enjoyed already. Ta-da! No name. Gage says that. No name again. What? He said the two on the end. They're empty. That makes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, why would he claim more loaded receptacles than he has? 7 empty, only 5 occupied, and one of them is married. Well, then, you happy few, warm up and live.
Mark.
I'm sorry. Well, melt in peace. But this does bring you back to real life, as near as you can reach.
Stop it.
What? What?
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I...
Don't move! I have a gun.
A gun? Hey, don't. Put it down. That could be dangerous. You shouldn't...
Don't come near me!
Put it down, will you? Hey, come on!
No!
Oh, my God! She pulled the trigger! She actually... Give me that thing! Shut it away! There!
What are you going to do to me?
What am I? You know what you just did to me? Do you? You killed me! That's what... You killed me! You pointed this gun straight into my face and you killed me! An attractive young woman, a girl I never even met. Oh, my God! That's carrying coolness with strange men a little far.
I'm sorry.
You know, whose is it anyway, the gun? Not yours.
My father's. He told me if ever anyone...
Nice guy, your father. Well, look. Now it's in my pocket, and it's going to stay there.
Oh.
My God, I've been fired at with shotguns and demonstrations, but never 3 feet away. Why would you do a thing like that?
You reached for it. I was so frightened.
Yeah?
Sam?
Yeah?
I thought...
You thought it was loaded, I know!
I thought you...
Yeah.
You might. See, I'm pregnant. And I thought if you got it away from me,
you
might
try... No, Craig. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I wouldn't touch you. I would, even if you weren't pregnant. Are you all right? Do you want to sit down?
Oh, well, if it's money you want, there isn't much, but I'll
I don't want your money. I'm not a thief either. Look, who are you? That's the question. I mean, this isn't exactly a maternity home, is it? Come on. What were you doing here?
I was stuffing envelopes for my father.
What?
He sends brochures to old people's homes so they know...
Who's the father of yours, anyway?
Mr. Keeler, the owner.
Well, you're not supposed to be here. We're closed for the night. I'm sorry, but it's not my fault. What the hell am I going to do with a pregnant woman?
What were you doing in here?
Wait. This is a matter of hours. Well, we'll just stay right here, then. Well, what the hell is that? Tell me!
It's an alarm!
Alarm!
Or the capsules or the liquid nitro!
Where is it? Tell me where it is! Is it... What is this stuff? Is this wires in? Is this doing anything? Quit! Tell me where I have it!
She's gone, Mark. Oh, you're really getting good at this.
What the hell? What? She's here on the telephone. Oh, my God. Wait! Put it down! I said...
Oh, God!
Down! Why? Why did you do that? I promised I wouldn't touch you. Down the traitor. Get up. I got... Was that the police?
My father.
He'll call him. Look at this, Mark. What are you going to do?
You could get away. There's plenty of time.
Time?
You could run. Or that window. I'll help you up.
Oh, yes. There's plenty of time. Yes, the lift. Yeah, plenty of time. Give Mr. Sternmeyer a drink. Top him up again. Clamp him down. Everything will be fine. Nothing. Nothing. And then she'll tell them what I look like, and then they'll find me.
I won't.
Yeah, oh, yes. Of course you will. You'll have to. Oh, they'd catch me. I'm a familiar face. They know my address by heart. No. If it's right, it should be in the open, shouldn't it? Right out there on the home screen, if possible. Yes, much better. Is there a phone book in the office? Yeah, come on. They'll be crashing through the door in a minute. I have to stop them first. Come on. No. In there. Go on, please. This is awful hard on you. I'm sorry.
What are you going to do?
Look, I'm not going to hurt you. Why don't you sit down? Come on. Come on.
Police.
Hi. Did someone there get a call from, what's your name?
Ann Keeler.
Mr. Keeler?
What? Who is this?
Never mind who it is. Just tell me if you got a call from a guy named Keeler.
Hold on.
Wait! Oh, my God. There could be squad cars converging on this place from all over town. I can see them. I can see them skidding around corners, leaping over the sidewalk.
What you want?
Did you, by any chance, well, maybe a few minutes ago, get a telephone call from a guy named Keeler? A little excited, maybe?
What's your name again?
Never mind my name. Did you get a call?
Don't get excited, friend. What do you want to know?
I want to know what you're doing about it.
About what?
Sending a squad car, are you?
Squad car? Where?
Here.
Where's here?
Oh, my God. What's the address of this place?
1612 East Clark.
1612 East Clark.
Who lives there?
No one lives here. They're all dead.
What?
It's Keeler's office.
Is his daughter all right?
Oh, so he did call.
Is she all right?
Yes, she's fine. A little upset, maybe. But...
Listen, East Clark.
Yeah?
Do you have a gun?
I have it now. She almost killed me.
Well, let me talk to her.
Here. Oh, tell him you're fine.
I'm okay.
See? She's great. Now, listen. Tell your squad cars not to try to get in, okay? Everything will be left, well, the way it should be.
What about the you said live there who were dead?
They're fine, too. Now, will you call off your men?
What?
No one lives here. Everybody's fine. No one's dead who shouldn't be. I wouldn't kill anyone. Now, go and tell them so they don't.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh, hang on. Pistols, shotguns, searchlights, loudspeakers, tear gas bombs, sniper's ghosts. That's not just TV, you know. No, they really have all that stuff.
Oh.
See what I mean? Yeah, yeah. You made it worse for both of us.
Hello?
Hell, yeah?
We're calling now. They'll wait outside.
You're sure?
Now, listen. I'll be straight with you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be straight with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I mean, if we're straight with each other, we'll get somewhere.
Oh.
Right? Listen, if we're not straight, then
okay,
we'll get somewhere.
Okay, okay.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm a police officer.
Yeah.
Bill Gorski.
Huh?
You can call me Bill. Can I ask your name?
No.
Why?
I don't want you bothering my mother.
Well, just tell me your first name then.
What for?
Makes it more personal, that's all.
Why does it have to be personal?
We want to be straight now, don't we?
What does he have? A script there, is it?
Oh, yeah. What are your... tell me what's on your mind, huh? Clock?
Time.
Time. 7:05, why?
That's what's on my mind. Huh? Time. Time and decay. Time and rebirth. Your clock must be wrong.
No, my clock is right.
Well, it's the wrong clock, then.
Hey, listen, friend, I'm trying very hard to be straight with you. You're not helping.
Sorry, I'm trying to. Straight sounds kinky sometimes.
Well, why don't you just tell me what you're after?
Time.
Well, let's be straight, huh? No demands?
Demands? Listen, what do you think I am, a terrorist? I'm not a terrorist.
No?
No.
Well, Clark, maybe if you let the girl go, the judge will agree with you.
Oh, my God, Mark. Will you look at the position you're in? We're supposed to have demand. It's right there in the manual, how to talk to terrorists.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I really can't let her go.
I'll tell you this, Clark. You're going to be in a lot less trouble if you do.
I didn't know I was going to have company. It was supposed to be a quick visit with the telephoning to follow.
Well, why can't you?
Because you'll get very personal and straight, you know, and drag me out before it's time. That's why.
Well, what time is time?
About 10 o'clock tomorrow.
What's going to happen then?
You get to meet me in person.
Let's do it now. Huh, friend? I can't wait.
Sorry, they need the time.
Time for what? Who needs it?
Mr. Sternmeyer.
What?
To melt, or at least to begin to. Is Keeler there?
Who?
Plus, I need some time to make my phone calls. I can't talk to you forever.
Now, who is this Mr. Sternmeyer?
You're being evasive, Bill. Is Keeler there?
No. Okay. Yeah. He is. He's here.
Now, you told him his daughter is fine.
Well, I told him you said so.
Well, she is. A little cold, maybe. It feels like a tomb in here. That stuff sucks the heat from the whole building, you know.
Who is Mr. What's-His-Face?
Sternmeyer. You don't know about Mr. Sternmeyer?
You have other hostages in there, then.
Yeah, you could say there are 5 others.
What?
No, I mean 6. One of them is 2.
Hey, listen, friend.
Yeah?
I wish you would start talking straight instead of in riddles. Maybe, just maybe, I could help you then.
Well, you don't have to do anything. I'm just sorry you have to spend your evening talking to a nut. I mean, that's what you think, isn't it?
Now, look, it's my job. I do it all the time.
Yeah,
who is Mr. Sternmeyer?
But I keep thinking someone else may really need you. What if they've got a burglar in the house and they can't get through because your phone is busy?
We have other lines. Now, listen, Clark. If you really have more hostages in there, I wish you'd let us know. I mean, I think you'd want us to know. I mean, so we can be... Well, let's be straight.
So you don't charge in with guns blazing? Isn't one enough? Okay. Ask Keeler about Mr. Sternmeyer. He'll tell you.
No, please don't tell him that. Please.
Why?
He'll be so upset.
About Mr. Sternmeyer?
Yes.
Was he a personal friend?
No.
A poker buddy?
No, but...
But you're his daughter. You're alive. I feel terrible about you. Mr. Sternmeyer's just, frozen assets.
But he has so much tied up in it.
What?
This is Frank Keeler, and...
Mr. Keeler?
Yeah, you know that name.
I'm still on here, Clark Boy.
Listen, Keeler, your daughter is just fine.
Better be. What the hell are you doing to Mr. Sternmeyer?
What are you doing to him? That's the question. I'm rescuing him. I mean, I'm just the handsome prince in the story,
what?
Or the frog, or whatever it is, rescuing the fair maid from enchantment. You're the dragon.
Did you open those capsules? Damn it, you're crazy. You know that? You're really...
Hey, Mr. Wheeler, I think we better discuss it calmly. I mean, you know what? He does have a gun.
All right, okay. Listen, now, what'll it take to get you out of there? Money?
Your father wants to know my price for closing the capsule. Or is it... Which is it, Keeler? My price for putting your evil spell back on them? Or for letting go of your daughter? They ought to be very different.
Don't they go together?
Is that all you think of your daughter?
Listen, who created this situation? Can I get one without the other?
No, that's true. I'm sorry. Forget I said that.
Huh? I mean, who put them together? Isn't that what you're doing?
Yeah, forget it.
I won't forget it. If I don't get my daughter out of there, I'll bring everybody
out. Listen, I didn't know she was going to be here. She shouldn't be stuffing envelopes at this already.
What?
Forcing her to work here alone next to your cryo-mausoleum or whatever you call it.
What did
your
you say?
Your frozen ghoul repository. I bet you don't even pay her.
She helps me one night a week. She has nothing to do with that business. You're forcing
cigar.
Well, frankly, in her condition, I think it's shocking.
What? Tell him that?
What are you talking about? You're the one who's forcing her.
He's not supposed to know.
I am not. I'm keeping her company.
You're keeping her by force, aren't you? Well, aren't you? Come on.
You are, Mark.
No. It's not my gun. It's your gun. She practically killed me with it. You shouldn't leave that thing lying around.
Who's holding it now? That's what counts. Can she walk out of there now, or can't she?
Mark, he's right.
Did you hear what I asked?
I heard you.
Well, what's the answer?
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, you're thinking about it.
Yes.
Hey, listen, hold on there, Clark. Give me that. I'm putting you on hold. Give me that.
My boy, you are threatening to kill an innocent person.
What?
Pregnant, too.
No.
What did he say? About my condition.
Nothing. Why don't you want him to know?
Well, he thinks people ought to be married.
Oh. Won't it get pretty obvious after a while?
I haven't decided whether to keep it.
Do you want to?
Well, I do, but he'll kill me when he finds out.
The way he sees it, I'm going to kill you.
What? No!
Oh, no, no, I'm not. But he insists. At least you ought to be someone who's making money out of his business. Does he know the father?
No. Well, he's met them.
How many are there?
Only two.
And you don't know which? Oh, boy. You don't want to marry either of them, huh?
Well, they're not really ready for it, I guess.
Well, I'm sorry. But you want to keep it anyway?
Hey, Clark.
Yes. Is Keeler still there?
Yeah, he's here. Now, I'm going to be straight with you.
Oh, yeah?
I'm getting the impression that you're a pretty decent guy.
Oh, thanks.
Of course, you are breaking the law, but we can try to get you off on a minor charge.
Is there a law against thawing out corpses?
Are you kidding? That's private property over there.
Corpses?
Well, tampering with graves, then. You know, there's more of that than people think.
Oh.
Well, it's a lot less serious than holding that girl at gunpoint.
But it's now, in my pocket.
Doesn't make any difference. Listen, grave tampering might be only a couple of months. After all, you have six of them.
They're no help.
Why not?
Well, you tell me. Can you keep the whole police force slavering over their weapons out there just because I've got six corpses on the boil? Of course not. I would prefer someone who's in cahoots with them, but I didn't choose her. I need a warm body.
Listen, this is Keeler again. How about
what?
Listen, how about Keeler? Mr. Keeler, I asked you to let me handle
what?
This. Will you please? Shut up. I want to get my daughter out of there. Well, come on, you. She's wrong for the job. You said so yourself. I fit your description better than anyone, right? I mean, Resta Wild Cryonics is my baby, isn't it? What's so funny? This may be a joke.
Well, we can think of the capsules as eggs that you laid. I'm hatching them prematurely, that's all. See, I don't think the 23rd century is going to want your chickens.
Yeah, I see. You're afraid to face your real victims.
No.
Maybe you prefer your victims to be young women, isn't
no.
that it?
No.
Well, then.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Come on over.
You'll let her go?
Sure, we'll have fun together.
Okay, I'm coming now.
Yeah, an all-night party. Hey, bring a six-pack and a deck of cards,
now,
okay?
Here, I have a right to go in my own building.
Bring
wait a minute, Mr. Keeler. All right, hold on.
What are they doing?
Your father's coming to take your place.
My father? Why?
Because you're not tainted. He and Mr. Sternmeyer are up to their necks together.
No, I don't mind waiting till tomorrow, really.
Look, I won't tell him you're pregnant if that's what you're worried
about. I know,
about.
But he might say things that would get you mad, and then...
I can control myself. Hell, if I could take his guided tour of the bottle works this afternoon, I can take anything.
You met him?
That's how I got in. I pretended to be a customer. Does he have another side?
Oh, he can be very...
What?
Inspiring.
Inspiring?
See, he's had so much bad luck, but he keeps bouncing back full of hope with something daring and new.
Bouncing?
Like he bought a new type of car wash machinery, but they couldn't get all the bugs out.
Oh.
Then he went into mortuary supplies.
Well,
he was
yeah.
the first to introduce some new chemicals, but a big company undercut his prices.
Oh.
Then he got interested in this thing.
Mm.
It seemed so promising once. I mean, he's always been interested in the future. And
how can he be interested in the future when he doesn't believe in babies? Look, I'm sorry, really, but people can't make their living laying dragon's eggs for the future and get away with it. I mean, they get away with it all the time, but should they? He must have insurance. He can sell the whole thing to Hollywood. Ghouls and outer space. What a combination. What's that?
The front door.
Oh, in a hurry, isn't he? Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not looking forward to spending the rest of the night with him. You've been good company.
Thanks.
Maybe I could do you a favor. If he gets the news from me, it'll have to sink in gradually, right?
You want to tell
him? What I mean is, look, if you come up to someone while he's watching his house burning down and tell him his unmarried daughter is pregnant, it's not going to make a great impression, is it? I mean, how much more mad can he get? Well, might as well get some good out of it.
No, I don't think...
Oh, at least I can feel him out for you. I won't say anything at first, just test his attitude. We better go.
Oh, I just don't know.
Please, after an evening like this, I owe you something. Don't worry, I'll handle it right. I guess if I'm going to make a hit in this role, I better have this gun out where he can see it. Oh. You promised me one thing, though.
Yes?
Don't ever point a gun at a person again, okay?
Well, what about you?
I'm pointing at the floor. Well, here we go, Mark boy. Stand back, Keeler.
Dad!
Come on out, Ann.
Wait. You come in first.
Oh, then you'll have both of us.
Look, I only need one. All right? We can do it at the same time, like one of those old clocks with little men that go around. Okay, okay? All right, each one. Take one step forward. Good. Now, another step.
You bum.
Okay. Now, three baby steps.
Very funny. Very funny.
All right, come on. There. Now, she's up and you're in. Yeah. Nah, but you didn't hug her.
You damn son of a...
I sure would have.
You keep your hands off of
Dad,
her.
Dad, he's okay, really. He doesn't mean any harm.
No harm?
I'm just trying not to make him mad.
You tell him that.
Please?
I'll try. I promise.
Can she go now, or are we going to stand here being polite?
Oh, sure.
Dad?
I'll see you later, Anne.
You're more important than your business.
Get going now.
I hope it works out all right for you. You know, it's touching. She's really concerned
you
about you.
You bastard. Oh, you didn't sound very promising as a customer.
Well, I had to get in somehow. Let's go in the office, okay? It's not so cold. Go ahead.
Watch it. Just watch it. How's your mother's terminal illness coming along?
Oh, okay. Into the office.
I want to see them first.
They're boiling merrily. Why do you want to see them?
I want to know if you're bluffing.
Why would I be bluffing?
Why would you be for real?
Okay, well, if you don't believe me, open the door. Peek in your nest at the eggs,
oh,
but
no.
I wouldn't sit on them if I were you. Yeah, they'll freeze your butt.
Damn you!
No, don't get violent. Your daughter warned me you might.
You watch that gun, will you?
Well, don't make me point it at you. Okay, you're cold enough now? Now, let's go in the office.
Easy with that gun.
That's it. You can sit down.
Thank you, you piece of garbage. Do you know what's happened to the price of liquid nitrogen in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
It's tripled.
But you don't need it anymore. It'll be too late, won't it?
Mr. Keeler,
if you're not going to answer him, why don't you hang up?
I think I ought to explain something to you. I'm doing this because...
I know why you're doing it. You're crazy.
Hey there, Clark.
Oh, that's stupid.
Get back. Stay there.
Just hanging up the phone.
I thought you were trying to jump me.
Hell no. You've got a gun.
Yeah.
Can't you put it on the desk instead of waving it around all the time?
I'm sorry. Just stay in your seat and listen, will you? You see, all I'm doing is restoring the natural dignity to the whole...
No. Let me guess. You want us to be plant food for the pretty flowers, right? And the cute little wormsies, right? Mm. Well, what's so dignified about the smell of rotting meat? What's so pretty about a shriveled-up yellow bag full of bones? You want to see that in the mirror? What's so cute about maggots?
Maggots are just the larvae of various insects. They have a part to play, like...
Well, they're not going to play with me. Okay, tell me this, if you're so interested in this dignity. Do you use a toilet?
What?
Or do you fertilize the backyard with it?
Well, yeah.
Hmm?
That's right, Mark. To be consistent, you'd have...
Well, I'd be in favor of using human excreta.
I don't want to hear it.
It makes a lot of sense.
Keep it to yourself. Now, look, they're willing to give you one more chance. You give up now, and they'll get you out of here on a minor charge.
How do you know that?
You heard him before. It's my property. Now, what do you want?
I was trying to explain. You wouldn't let me.
Not your reasons, your price.
Look, honestly, I don't have one.
If it's enough less than this may cost, I'll consider it. Come on, we're alone here.
Oh, that'll be Bill.
Don't answer.
Why?
He just talks. You just talk. Nothing happens.
Your daughter will be worried
you
about
forget
you.
Forget about my daughter. Now, listen.
Damn, it's getting late. I have to make some calls myself. Hello, Spring Thaw Incorporated. Who can I melt for you?
Oh, yeah. Is Keeler there okay?
Well, you know he works for our competitors. He's here. Is she there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, tell her he's under control, but I can't get a word in. Oh, hey, get her a hot meal and take her home, will you?
Say, Clark, I looked up the law on grave tampering. You'll be interested.
Yeah, look, I don't want to talk about it now. I almost forgot about calling the TV stations.
What?
Clark. I don't think you want to do that.
Yeah, sure I do. There wouldn't be any point otherwise.
I'm not going to stop.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Keeler.
You made me plant food earlier than you expected.
The judge always looks at the total picture. I'm warning you.
You want to deny me my First Amendment rights?
No.
Okay, goodbye.
You really want to play God, huh?
God? Look who's promising the resurrection here. I'm not playing God. That's your trade.
You arrogant bastard. You think you have the right to violate the last wishes of those poor people in
there? You think you have the right to get rich selling steel bottles to dead people? What if everybody demands one? Oh, sure, you'll be the Henry Ford of cryonics. But how long will it take before the loaded bottles outnumber the living people like the cars do now? Yeah, big old liquid nitrogen guzzlers. Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
You can afford this. What are you laughing about?
Oh, I've lost money every year since I started this.
I don't believe it.
You know anyone who wants to be frozen today? Just give me the names. I've got the equipment. Oh, sure, a few years ago, cryonics was going to be big. Everyone was talking about it. In the 60s, science was going to do everything. Give it time, and it will. But unless you bring a dead cat back to life, yeah, or teach a monkey to talk every day, people get bored and switch to oriental meditation.
Don't give me that. People are still uptight about death.
Are they? Well, with a discovery like that, you could write a book.
And I'll tell you this, too. Frozen death is big business.
Six pitiful corpses in the deep freeze? Okay. You want to make a symbol out of this? Small business frozen out by inflation. Frozen out. Why do you think half of them are empty?
I wondered about that.
Oh, you did. Well, they weren't empty once. I had it all lined up. 12 of them. Money in the bank. Guaranteed service. A steady income for the rest of my life. And my daughter's, too, with any luck. Oh. Nothing fancy, but with a few other long-term investments, we could get by. Oh. So what happens? 4 of them. The trusts aren't big enough to cover the rise in costs.
Yeah.
And do you think the lousy heirs will pay the difference? Like hell they will. 3 others, they hire fancy lawyers to poke holes in the patient's wills.
What happened to them?
Right down your alley. But they didn't bother to melt them first. Plenty of time for that underground. Third-rate cemeteries. I bet they don't even mow the grass. Do you know how much money I owe on those damn empty capsules?
You haven't paid for them yet?
No!
Well, you have insurance, don't you?
Oh, insurance. Sure, plenty. Fire, theft, and vandalism. Oh, and acts of God. Are you an act of God?
Vandalism, maybe.
You gotta destroy the building or the equipment. They don't insure dead bodies. You want to burn this place down? I'll tell you where the matches are. Nothing I'd like better.
What?
Hey, listen. Maybe we could work something out on this. I'll get you off with a light sentence, then in a few months, you come back, sprinkle some gasoline around, and a fast thaw.
You're not serious.
What do you think?
But...
They'd explode, Mark.
They'd explode, wouldn't they?
That's the point.
Boom.
That's horrible.
Well, you're an expert on horror. Might as well make it spectacular, too. See? I could even collect on the capsules, then. 100% destruction. Everybody satisfied.
You're crazy.
Maybe we should get together.
We don't do that kind of thing.
Do you have to emphasize your points with that gun, you idiot?
Sorry. Look, the publicity may even be good for you.
Good.
I'll tell them you're not insured for this. People will feel sorry for you.
What the hell would you do if you saw this on TV? Your Aunt Rosa just melted down ahead of schedule. Oh, you'd cheer,
Yeah.
Well, so will they. And sue to get the trust
money.
But
that's just it. You saved your daughter from the mad body melter. You'll be a hero. You may even get job offers in the mail. Cash and checks, too. Look, if you can bounce back from the bugs in the car wash machine and the chemical price mortician's undercovers, whatever it was, you can bounce back from a comparatively minor refrigeration upset. Go into something else. Go into fertilizers.
You people are such meatheads. You know that? Rotten meat.
What people? Who do you mean?
You think I don't know who you are? I know you.
Yeah?
The last dregs of the 60s, right? Leftover crazies rotting on your feet. From civil rights and Vietnam then, downhill all the way.
Oh, that'll stand.
Yeah, you blow your heads with homemade bombs and organic manure. But you take a few random hostages and save the whales first.
When
you're tired of that, you can try transcendental massage, whatever you call it. Hide under your waterbed till it's over. And if there's nothing else left, still one candidate for liberation is always available.
Mm.
Good old, sweet-smelling death. So hijack a hearse. Blow up an undertaker. Call in the TV cameras and get that old lipless smile out there on the home screen so everyone can see how cheerful it is, because all of us, in the end, turn into a great, huge pile of dignity. That's you, isn't it?
He's right on, Mark.
No.
Sure it is. I recognize you from the TV.
When did you see me?
He's got your name.
No! No, that's not even one person.
It's one show. The Walking Rotten, starring...
Yeah.
Maybe funny. It's the Super Bowl. The rotten leftovers on this side versus the frozen leftovers in there.
Yeah. Well, where do you keep your phone book? This desk?
What do you want it for?
Listen to you. I don't like being accused of blowing people up.
Easy.
When you're trying to win back their dignity for them, you don't show it that way.
I see. You prefer to do it with a gunshot in the face.
No.
Well, that's where it's pointed.
What? Oh, no, it isn't.
It was. You've been pointing at almost everything, including your own foot.
Oh.
We'd both be safer if you put it down on the desk. Oh, what's the matter? Can't you decide?
Okay. There. It's on the desk. Now, but my other hand is right next to it, see? So, stay in your seat. Okay. There we are. Television station.
So you're really going to wipe us out, are you? My income, my daughter's future, just like that.
No. Listen, I'm sorry. See, it's not just economics. It's the whole basis of life on Earth. Decay and nourishment, see? Having babies, everything. Oh, damn it.
What?
I forgot her. Wait a minute. Look, this could really affect you personally.
Affect me? It's killing me.
I mean, your daughter, for example. Wouldn't you like her to present you with a cute little grandchild someday? Or would you rather cuddle frozen corpses the rest of your life?
Why the hell do you keep dragging her into this?
Because she has a right to be a mother if she wants to be.
What business is it of yours whether she's a mother or not?
That's my whole reason for being here.
Well, what are you doing? Asking for her hand in marriage? Well, no thanks.
No. See, if you stop the flow at one end of the tube, you gotta stop it at the other end, right?
Oh.
Or else you have an explosion. Now, no death. No babies. It's as simple as that. Now, do you want to be a grandfather, or don't you?
Sure, but from the looks of you and your half-assed contemporaries, I sure as hell don't want to be a father-in-law.
Fine.
What?
I mean, suppose she comes to you tomorrow and tells you she's pregnant. I mean, how would you feel about that?
She isn't married.
Well, she could still get pregnant, couldn't she? I mean, it's possible, isn't it?
Are you trying to tell me that you raped my daughter?
No. Hell no.
Huh?
I didn't even touch her. My God. No, I just wanted to know your opinion, you know, like in general.
You're asking...
Yeah?
What is it then, the Gallup opinion poll on premarital sex?
No.
Well, I don't know. You tell me. Maybe it's the only way they do it now.
It wouldn't surprise you then, huh?
Look, as far as I can see, having one or two abortions while you're still in high school is practically required for getting into college now.
Some don't. Some of them have their babies. How would you feel about that?
Right, sure. Yeah. Then they go on welfare. I know all about it.
Yeah, would you rather she had an abortion she doesn't want?
Isn't that all you people can do? Freeload on the rest of us? I bet that's why you're doing this. Your unemployment ran out, so now you're going to take your free meals in jail. Well, I'll tell you this. My kid isn't going on welfare, and my kid's kid isn't either. I'll support them myself.
Great!
What?
That's really great. Oh, she's going to feel so relieved.
What the hell are you talking about?
She is. She's going to have a baby. You're going to be a grandfather. Well, it didn't happen tonight. It takes a few weeks, you know. Before you know. She was afraid to tell you, so I offered. You know.
She told you this?
Well, she thought I was attacking her, so you know, when the gun wasn't loaded, being pregnant was the only weapon she had left.
What? The gun wasn't... Is it now?
Get it away.
I got it now. It still isn't loaded. Well, we'll fix that. Yeah. Box of ammo, idiot, right where it should be. All you had to do was open the drawer. Stupid. Sitting here letting you shovel your stinking dignity all over me. Well, I'll tell you. I know how to use this gun. And unlike you, I don't need a long discussion with myself first. Now... It's loaded, see?
What are you going to do?
Face the wall.
Ow!
Right over here.
You don't have to break my arm.
All right, get over here. You tell me this.
Oh, yeah.
Did my daughter really tell you she's pregnant?
Yes.
Did she say who the father is?
No.
Huh?
No.
Are you sure? She didn't say anything about him.
No.
Okay, out that door. Okay. Out that door.
Okay.
There. Yeah. Turn right.
Turn right.
Yes, right. Right. You know, right from left.
Yeah, right.
Open the door.
Is it in there?
Move.
My God. 50 below here. Oh, I see. You're going to close them before you...
I'll close them later. Move on down to the empty ones.
Are you going to put me in one of those? No.
That's a great idea. What a nice present for the future. Let's send you back. Okay. Now go over there and turn on that liquid nitro.
In these?
Yes.
They're empty.
Well, I don't want them to be empty, do I?
What for?
Never mind what for. You do it or I'll blow you.
Okay. You're crazy. What about the safety valve?
Never mind that. Let's go.
What?
Move.
Ow. Okay.
Come on.
What are you trying to do?
Close the door. We're running out of time.
Oh,
hurry up. All right, into the office. All right.
Yeah?
Yeah, now get down.
Okay.
Come on, get down.
Yes.
Move over.
What? They're going to explode, aren't they?
Well, what do you think we're sitting under the desk for, huh?
Why?
Well, they're just seven little nitrogen bombs, that's all.
Oh,
I never tried this before, so I don't want to take any chances.
Bombs?
They're probably just split open. Oh. No damage except to themselves. They won't harm the others. 100% of valuation. Let's see, that's 7 times 4,800.
48?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's stainless steel.
Oh,
should cover most of my debt anyway.
But you did it yourself! You can't collect insurance when...
what are you talking about?
You
did it. It's pure vandalism.
But you forced me.
I forced you. I forced you.
Yes, you forced me.
Oh, no, mister. No, no, no. You must be making this up.
But you have the gun now.
Oh, not yet, I don't.
What?
I'm going to disarm you later in the uproar, then hand you over to the police.
You're crazy. Why would I possibly want to do that?
I'm crazy. Who's going to think that?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe this will help you. You can plead temporary insanity.
No. No.
Okay. You need a motive?
Yes.
It was taking too long. You see, you got impatient. See, you terrorists are afraid of only one thing. People not taking it seriously enough.
Look.
So what do? You throw some furniture through the glass. You toss a few hand grenades out the window. Even better, toss out a dead hostage. But for that, you need an extra one, right? And you only have me. So blow up a few empty capsules. We can tell.
But I wouldn't. I'm not. Wait a minute. What about the others? Mr. Sternmeyer.
They'll be all right. I'll top them up after I get rid of you. I gotta keep those trusts pumping.
I mean, look, why would I blow up only the empty ones? I don't even care about them.
Well, you have some feeling, don't you?
What?
You don't want them to be used, that's it.
Oh, for...
Anyway, it's obvious who did it. Your fingerprints are all over the valve.
Oh,
with evidence like that, plus a pillar of the community like me, who do you think they're gonna believe? It's a pretty safe bet, and I need the money.
No. I'm not going to let you do this to me. I'm going in there and open the safety valve.
They'll blow your ass off, you crazy. Stop.
Oh, ow.
Get back down here, damn you. There they go.
You actually shot me.
Yeah, skin wound. I'm real sorry.
Yeah.
I may have saved your life. Get down. Oh, way to go, you bastards. Fire one ready. Give it to them. Come on.
Oh.
What is it, your leg? Here, let me see.
Well, at least now they'll know who was holding the gun.
You dummy. Come here. You shot yourself while I was trying to get the gun away from you. Let me see that. You just make my story better and better. Come on, it's just a skin wound, you sissy.
Yeah.
Thank the army for that.
Yes.
I haven't lost my touch with this thing.
Get a doctor, please.
I'm sorry you'll have to wait. I've still got 4 more eggs to hatch. What the hell was that?
Everybody down.
No.
Are you okay?
Bastards, when you want them, they're never there. Don't come in, you dummy. Stay back. This is Frank Keeler. I'm okay. I got the gun away from him. He set the capsules to explode. Stay back. I'll tell you when it's safe. Just stay where you are.
I feel faint.
So I'm going to be a grandfather, am I? Well, that's okay. Maybe this will cover it.
Why?
I may be in the black for the first time with this thing. I can start driving a taxi at night again, too.
Why?
Why? Who's going to support that kid if I don't? Come on. Oh, come on, sweet seven. Don't hold down on me.
I think I'm going to faint.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I'm mad as hell.
Yeah.
She'll hear about it, too. But if I'm right about the father, he's about as much use as those empty capsules.
Oh.
I'd rather have you as a son-in-law.
Mark.
That's it, Mark.
Huh? Oh, it's you.
That's it.
What is?
We've done him, Mark. We've done him so much good already. Maybe you'll agree to drop the charges.
Oh, what are you talking?
Offer to marry her.
What?
Marry the daughter.
She's just an ordinary, nice pregnant girl. Oh, will you stop it?
Doesn't your heart just melt?
No, it doesn't. Nurse. Will you stop? Nurse.
Thaw by Michael Kennedy. Jake Dangle played Mark, and F. Murray Abraham was heard as Keeler. Others in the cast were Jane Murray, Stephen Lang, and Joe Riegel-Buto. The play was directed by John Madden and engineered by Tom Vagley. Thaw was recorded in Minneapolis by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.